Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Help from Hurt. Psalm 18:30, as for God, His way is perfect. That's also found in 2 Samuel 22:31. But I ask the question today on our devotional, when is God's way perfect? Is His way perfect when we see our children marching across the stage on graduation day? Is God's way perfect when we see all of the bills paid, everyone's in good health, the job is going well, all of the things are going out exactly right? Is that when God's way is perfect? Or can we say God's way is perfect when we hear the news like Job heard, that he had lost his property. His children were killed. Then he discovers his health is gone. Is God's way perfect then? Or is it his way is ceasing to be perfect when there is a thorn in the flesh, as the Apostle Paul had to bear? When is God's way perfect? Can the Lord God use hurt to help us and still be perfect in his ways in dealing with us? Of course he can. His way is perfect. And in order for his way to be perfect, everything he does has to be perfect. If there were ever one single thing that was done by the Lord that was not perfect, then his way would not be perfect. But everything he does, when we understand what he is doing, when we cannot see which way to go, when things are coming fast and furious, his way is perfect. And we can expect help from the Lord during all of those times. Now, lest there be the pride that comes into our lives, the Lord can send something to weigh us down. Or lest there be something that will carry us off, he can give us weight to keep us in the right place. Or lest there be those things that will take us down, he has the way of raising us up, carrying us along. His way is perfect. I think of a few verses of scripture. Psalm 40, verse 13, "Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me." You know, our Lord, and he prayed, "Let this cup pass from me." But the cup did not pass from him. He drank all that was in that bitter cup. And the Lord was glorified. The Apostle Paul, when he had his thorn in the flesh, he asked the Lord that the thorn might be removed from him. 3 times he prayed. The Lord answered 3 times that his grace is sufficient. That great news there, that the Lord's grace is sufficient, carries us a long way. It'll carry us all the way. His grace is sufficient. Which means, of course, there will never be a problem too big for him to carry. Our strength will be sufficient for the task. And also, the vessel that we ride on, if it seems to be breaking apart, the vessel will hold together long enough to get us where the Lord wants us to be. Or if it seems that things are going from us, he will hold the things that we need with us to accomplish the task that he has for us. He can give to us help from hurt. His way is perfect. We may settle that in our minds today, that the God who brought us life has a way for us that is perfect. His presence, his grace, his promise. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.